The internet, the web, today truly bringing the world's information to our fingertips. Intel Chairman Craig Barrett calls it the individual's window to the world.
It impacts everything you do, how you work, how you play, how you entertain yourself, how you learn.
From its modest beginnings, networking four computers at the U.S. Defense Department in 1969, it has become a sometimes confusing, beautiful, massive information network. Lee Rainey is a computer industry analyst.
We've asked people about how they think about the internet. Some people think the internet is kind of like the mall. Other people think that the internet is predominantly a peep show. And some people think that the internet is more or less like the telephone system, a wonderful way for people to communicate with others.
More than a billion people are now online. That's good and bad, says Tim Berners-Lee, inventor of the World Wide Web.
When you talk about the good side and the bad side, really you're talking about humanity. That it's humanity which puts things on the web and humanity which decides what it's going to read.
Increasingly, this new frontier is creating virtual worlds, like the website called Second Life, where stay-at-home mother of two Hillary Connors goes to play.
I can go out, I can go to live music.
Upon the queen's door.
Yes, it is an escape as a mom. You know, it's no laundry there in Second Life.
Second Life was founded by Philip Rosedale.
Second Life empowers us to reach out and make social contact with each other in a way that in the real world we just can't do.
Billy, are you new to this?
In fact, forecasters say we're likely to be spending more and more time in the virtual world. Industry analyst Paul Safko.
The excitement around this is the same as the excitement was around email 20 years ago. We'll end up spending as much time in these environments in a decade or two as we do in email today.
But the so-called virtual world can be very real, dealing with real people and their real lives. Sonia Foster, a mother of five stationed in Iraq, keeps in touch with her family via the internet. So too Amy Tugwell and her family. Husband Wayne, serving with the U.S. Army in Iraq, joins them for dinner when he can.
What do you got, the frog?
The internet has just been my lifeline.
I cannot wait to get off work every day. And turn the webcam on to see you guys.
And to see his face and his smile when he sees us, that makes all the difference in the world.
Whether it's part of a virtual world or the real world, the internet is keeping people all over the world connected. Paul Sisko, VOA News.
望网易语网站, 欢迎您的光临, 请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com